Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview of this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, Glorifying God, and is based on Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Glory is a word used to describe or express the ideas of importance, greatness, honor, splendor, power, and so on upon someone or something. Glorifying God is the actions, behaviors, and or appearances of individual and things that bring this description and expression to God. Jesus' entire mission was aimed at bringing glory to God. Jesus never sought glory for himself. We as believers should do the same. He gave credit to the Father for all he was able to do. In the text today, Jesus, his disciples, and a large crowd of people were leaving the city of Jericho. Somewhere along the way, a man identified as Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. Somehow, he had the idea and belief that Jesus could help him see again. He began to yell for Jesus to have mercy upon him. Some of the people who heard him told him to stop yelling and making so much noise. But the more they said be quiet, the louder he became. He was loud enough for Jesus to hear him. It should be noted that he called Jesus the Son of David. For those who may not know, David was the second king of Israel, who God promised that his throne shall be everlasting or eternal. Jesus, according to biblical genealogy, was a descendant of David through Joseph, for whom he received his name. Jesus is of the house and lineage of King David, an heir to God's promise to David to establish his eternal throne. Jesus stopped and told the crowd to bring Bartimaeus to him. As they came to get him, they told him to calm down and cheer up because Jesus was calling for him. When he made his way to Jesus, Jesus asked him what did he want with him. Bartimaeus asked him to give him back his sight. Jesus responded that Bartimaeus' faith, his belief that Jesus could do what he asked, has healed him and to go his way. Immediately he received his sight and began to follow Jesus. There is no other mention of Bartimaeus in the New Testament. The fact that he believed Jesus could heal him, that he would not give up despite the efforts of others to tell him to be quiet, and that his sight was so important to him that he wouldn't be denied, is an example of bringing glory to God. The Bible said that those who are saved will bring their glory into the eternal city. Their glory is derived or comes from the saving power of God. Like Bartimaeus, the saved believe God is able to do something that seems impossible, like restoring sight to the blind. But in their case, it is to receive power over death or salvation. Like Bartimaeus, there are those who encourage them to not to try, like they told Bartimaeus to be quiet. But in the saved's case, it is overcoming the negativity, doubt, and discouragement of others and the world. And finally, the saved are like Bartimaeus because they wanted something. In his case, sight. In their case, eternal life. And they, like him, won't let anything keep them from attaining it. Bartimaeus' actions, as well as the actions of the saved, bring glory to God. They, like Bartimaeus, prove that faith is the means to not only receive that which matters most, but is also that which brings glory to God by allowing Him to honor or reward faith. And in seeking God's glory, they in turn will receive glory. Jesus was glorified as a result of seeking God's glory. Believers too will be glorified as a result of seeking God's glory. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and study and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.